Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You want people representing us as a nation who are in line with your beliefs, whether or not they're representing your interests specifically or your district specifically.
Sarah Briner with Open Secrets says all politics is local, but increasingly all local politics is national. Social media and polarization are drawing national attention and boosting candidates' ability to fundraise from out-of-state donors. Briner says just half the donations made to Senate candidates come from their states, with only a little more than that for House contenders. A new CNN poll is bad news for the White House. President Joe Biden's approval rating dropped below 40% for the first time this year. Recent head-to-head polls show Biden basically tied with former President Donald Trump, but former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is pointing out this new survey shows her as the only Republican beating the president.
I think he thought it'd be cute to stick with the Bidenomics. But the reality is, if you want to bring down inflation, there's a couple of things that will do it. Stop the spending.
Top brass are calling on Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville to end his months-long hold on hundreds of military appointments. Secretary of the Air Force Frank Kendall says the senator's objection to the military's abortion policy is impacting national security.
Our potential adversaries are paying attention to this and is affecting how they view the United States and our military capabilities and support for the military. This needs to stop.
Secretary of the Army Christine Wormuth says Tuberville's opposition to any nominees who support diversity and equity programs will impact military recruitment.
You know, it is taking our apolitical military institution, that's a core principle of our constitutional democracy, and eroding its foundation.
Three of the six military services are now without Senate-confirmed leaders for the first time in history. Tuberville has repeatedly said he's not budging. Wisconsin Republicans are looking to impeach a newly elected state Supreme Court justice over donations she got from the Democratic Party. Democratic State Representative Greta Neubauer says Republicans didn't mind when their party donated to the court's conservative judges.
Every legislator must look in the mirror and ask whether they are willing to erase the votes of over a million Wisconsinites, including their own constituents.
Justice Janet Protasiewicz won in a landslide and gave liberals a court majority for the first time in a decade and a half. That's boosting Democrats' hopes of overturning the state's abortion ban and gerrymandered legislative maps, which could weaken the legislature's GOP majority. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh told a judicial conference Thursday he hopes there will be concrete steps soon on the court's ethics concerns, but he stopped short of endorsing an official code of conduct. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.